Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Dos and don'ts of Ramadan travel. It is essential for travel and hospitality brands to remain attentive to their Muslim clientele during Ramadan. Ramadan is celebrated by Muslims around the globe as a month dedicated to fasting, psalm, prayer, salah, introspection, and communal activities. This significant celebration takes place in the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and marks the anniversary of Muhammad's initial revelation. The yearly observance of Ramadan is considered one of the five pillars of Islam and spans 29 to 30 days, beginning with the sighting of the crescent moon and concluding with the next sighting. Fasting from dawn until sunset is a mandatory practice, fard, for all adult Muslims who do not suffer from acute or chronic illnesses, are not traveling, elderly, breastfeeding, diabetic or pregnant. It is believed that the spiritual rewards, thawab, associated with fasting are significantly enhanced during the month of Ramadan. Therefore, during the fasting hours, Muslims abstain not only from food and drink but also from tobacco, sexual relations, and any sinful actions, focusing their efforts on prayer and the study of the Quran. This year's Muslim holy month of Ramadan is anticipated to commence on the evening of Friday, February 28, and conclude on the evening of Sunday, March 30. Throughout this period, Muslims will engage in spiritual reflection and fasting. Consequently, this observance has implications for leisure and business travel. Travel experts have outlined top 5 considerations for Muslims planning vacations during Ramadan or arranging holidays or business trips for those who observe this sacred month. When traveling to a destination with a Muslim majority during Ramadan, one should anticipate that most dining establishments will be closed during daylight hours, and nightlife activities will generally cease for the duration of the month. In tourist-centric locations such as Dubai, restaurants and cafes typically remain operational, with the exception of local neighborhoods like Dera and Old Dubai. Hotels, on the other hand, continue their regular operations and are usually not subject to these restrictions. If you are planning business travel for Muslim employees, it is advisable to avoid scheduling during the Ramadan period. This is due to the fact that individuals observing Ramadan will be engaged in acts of charity, increased prayer activities, and spending time with family. Nevertheless, if it is necessary to arrange business travel for a Muslim employee during Ramadan, it is recommended to plan meetings and activities outside of fasting hours, while also allowing for flexibility to accommodate prayer breaks and iftar. Additionally, ensure that accommodations offer halal dining options and provide access to nearby mosques or quiet areas for prayer. Upon the conclusion of Ramadan, a period of festivity commences, making it an ideal opportunity to either indulge in a well-deserved vacation or organize an extensive journey. Consequently, the months following Ramadan are frequently chosen as a favored honeymoon period for Muslim couples. And finally, for those who aim to be considerate of individuals observing Ramadan, it is essential for travel and hospitality brands to remain attentive to their Muslim clientele during this time. Modifying meal schedules to correspond with suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, and iftar, the meal to break the fast, can significantly enhance the experience, ensuring that guests feel appreciated and respected. Do's. Respect those fasting by not eating or drinking in public. Participate in charitable activities. Learn about Ramadan traditions. Attend iftar and suhoor gatherings. Accept dinner, iftar, invitations from friends and neighbors. Listen to music quietly on headphones or in your house. Don'ts. Avoid public displays of affection. Dress inappropriately. Disturb others with noise, especially late at night. Eat too many carbohydrates and too much fat. Avoid rice and pasta. Consume white bread or pita bread. Go for the main course immediately at iftar. Sit at the iftar table without a salad. Overdo the dessert. Other considerations. Don't try to force anyone to fast with you. Don't complain about being hungry or thirsty. Don't use the month as an excuse to slack off at work. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.